Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. I remain Farley Malaris, and welcome to an exciting presentation of Astrological Metaphysical Radio. We will be discussing Saturn, the planet of karma, and how it affects us in our everyday life. The famous Saturn return affecting those people turning 27 through 30, and if you're turning 56 through 60, or 86 through 90, you're having a Saturn cycle. That means fasten your metaphysical seatbelt, because it's karma time, and obviously an awesome show to record. And I do appreciate your questions about Saturn or anything astrologically. No readings today, but my phones are wide open for your involvement, your participation. Hey, this is participation radio, kids. What the heck, you know, like the weekend goes by so quick. Life seems to be going by so quick. My life, I take a look at my life as a series of Friday nights, and bing, it's like millions of them. It's like a laser beam. They go really, really, they really take off. If I reconstructed the calendar, I would make it Friday, 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 Saturday, Sunday, and Friday again. To heck with Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I don't really care for them too much. Not exactly. Saturn is probably up there as one of my favorite planets. And this is the planet which will identify in your birth chart what your mission is. And a lot of you who are Mission Impossible fans, when you find out what your Saturn is, you might feel like your mission is impossible. Because what Saturn tells us is where we fall down the most, where we are our weakest, where we can be our most selfish and obsessed. That part of our lives that we are actually magnetically attracted to, but stuff we cannot let go of, and situations that hold us down, freak us out, make us suffer, and put us in a position of uncomfortableness, okay? And let me tell you something. If you're in your 20s and you're 27, 28, 29, and you haven't turned 30 yet, then that means that you have survived a full cycle of Saturn's trek through all 12 signs. That's right. Saturn will stay in one full sign for 2.5 years. So what it does is it manifests an entire generation of babies that are born with the same Saturn. Isn't that funny how a whole generation, 2.5 years worth of children come into this planet, into this realm, on this plane to get the same karma. So that's why I take a look at people born in 1946, 47, 48 with Saturn in Leo, and I go, oh, now I understand why we all have the same problem concerning ego and authority and parents and family and father and all that stuff, which is what Leo epitomizes. The formula for understanding your karma by zeroing in on the meaning of the planet Saturn is to take a look at what sign the Saturn is in, first of all. And if you don't have your chart, you're not going to know where your Saturn is. But the formula is sign plus house plus aspect equal karma. That's simple. So if you know the basic general meaning of each and every zodiac sign, if you understand what each and every one of the 12 houses mean, and we're only talking about 12 times 12 possibilities here, and you know a little bit about aspects, then you'll be able to understand your karma. Isn't that fun? By also knowing the meanings of the other planets. See, astrology is not that difficult of a science to learn, because you sit down and you learn the basics of what Aries mean, what Taurus means, what Gemini means, what Cancer, all the way through Pisces, and that's step one. Step two is you find out what each one of the 12 houses mean, 1 through 12. You know, 1 is the baby, the childhood, then the self, the appearance, and 2 is the money and the values of the baby, and 3 is the how the baby thinks and communicates, and 4 is the home. And so you sit down with our study guide that we send you, How to Learn Astrology, and we give you all those basics, the 12 sign vibrations, the 12 house vibrations. Then you learn about what each and every one of the planets mean, like today we're doing Saturn. And Saturn is karma, like the moon is your emotions, it is your feelings, and the sun is your identity and your soul, and that energy you were born to master. And Mercury is how you think. See, like, you take the planet and you put it into a sign and you put it into a house and you combine those meanings and we're starting to understand you. This is how astrology works. Because the moment the child is born, the planets are literally frozen for a moment in space when the baby takes the first breath. And that's what assigns the astrological character, the charge, the magnetic effect, the electrical vibration, that pulse, which affects your whole life. It actually charges your body astrologically for your entire life cycle. And knowing where the planets are frozen at that moment will help us explain the individual. Isn't that great? So when we try to metaphysically figure out your karma, we look at your Saturn. It's simple, isn't it? Even a baby can understand. Well, not quite a baby. Maybe four, maybe two. Okay? And so, zeroing in on what sign your Saturn's in, what house your Saturn's in, and what aspects are coming to it from other planets. How that Saturn is being charged by other planets the moment you are being born will also explain to us your karma. See, karma is a very intense, intricate, complicated issue. And to understand your number one reason for being born is understanding and embracing that meaning of that Saturn factor in your chart. Saturn symbolizes the first law of manifestation, limitation. It's that big cosmic arm that holds us back and says, wait a minute, Farley, you can't do this, guy. Hang in there. Saturn strengthens the personality and the character through endurance and persistence. It focuses and concentrates energy. Now, focus is the key to today's topic, because if you want to learn about your karma, you must zero in on what it is first by understanding your Saturn placement and then focus on overcoming it and embracing it. The reason why so many of us don't work out our karma is that we refuse to focus and embrace. Instead, we keep going on a mad quest for something we think we need, but actually, which is a total waste. Saturn's contractive nature gives us the opportunity for introspection, meditation, and concentration to work out karma in the process of evolution. So Saturn is not a bad planet or a negative planet. Oh no! No, Saturn, no way. Saturn is actually a signpost in the road that lets us know where the problem is up ahead. If you're driving down the road and you're coming up to a major figure eight or S curve and you got to slow to 10 miles per hour, if you don't see that sign, you're going to go off the cliff. You're history. So Saturn, astrologically, I love astrology because Saturn tells us what's up ahead and what the problem is in the road. And for that reason, we are able to prepare for it. Be cautious, slow down, and focus on the curve so we can survive it. Okay? The key to dealing with Saturn is discipline. Saturn requires caution, restraint, seriousness, and stability concerning the issue of karma which it identifies. Saturn is also related to time, organization, consolidation, crystallization, ambition, self-preservation, responsibility, conventionality, pessimism, perseverance, and anything which is Capricornian in nature. Because Saturn is the lord and ruling planet of the martyr energy of Capricorn, the Christ force, putting yourself on a Christ and crucifying yourself in order to suffer so you can see the point of any situation. That's what Capricorns do, whether you know it or not. Saturn inhibits, delays, restricts, perfects, and deepens. It causes fear, worry, seriousness, and anxiety. If we don't know what our karma is, sometimes we can be held prisoner by the karma. Saturn is most compatible with Capricorn, like I said, the sign of material organization and practical ambition, but it does very badly. It is expressed almost the worst in Cancer, where it is hypersensitive, okay? So Saturn does its best, better than any sign in Libra, where it is exalted, all right? And finds the impulsive nature of Aries to be at odds with its cautious approach. So Saturn's in fallen Cancer, in detriment in Aries, rules Capricorn, and exalts Libra. All right. So that's why people that have Saturn in Cancer and Aries have sometimes the most difficult of karmas to overcome. So if you're born in around 43, 44, 45 area, something like that, then you have Saturn in Cancer, so look out. And, frankly, what we're going to do in today's show, in today's topic, is I'm going to go over some options, some possible karmas concerning what sign and what house Saturn's in. And then we're going to add the third formula. Remember, karma equals sign plus house plus aspect, depending where your Saturn is. So to figure out your karma, you need to know what sign your Saturn's in, what house your Saturn's in, and what the angular geometrical aspects at birth were to that planet from other planets. Okay? And I hope you're learning something today. And what we want to talk about, first of all, about this Saturn here, is if you do have Saturn in the first house or in Aries, and this is any combination, I want you to remember that astrology is a science of combinations, which means to understand it totally, we must understand the full ramifications of what sign plus what house the Saturn's in. So even if you have Saturn in Virgo, if it's in the first house, any Saturn in the first house is going to have an Aryan factor attached to it. The Aries vibration is in the first house. It's easy to know the house vibrations. They totally align with the sign vibrations. If you can count 1 through 12, and you know your signs in order, Aries through Pisces, then you will know that Aries will actually align with all first house matters. Same with Taurus and second house matters, Gemini and third house matters. And if you memorize your signs in order, like all good astrology students should, then you'll know they go Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sag, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces, which totally aligns to the numbers 1 through 12. So everything that is 12th house is Piscean in nature. Got it? So this is a good class for you. So actually, it's an easy formula to understand the house and sign vibrations, right? Because if you know your signs in order and you know your houses in order, 1 through 12, then you're going to know actually the meaning of Aries will totally align to the meaning of the first house. Now, if you have Saturn in Aries, or if you have Saturn in the first house, then you bet dollars to donuts here that your karma is going to be concerned with getting along and knowing and loving who and what you are. Because everything that is Aries in nature is self-oriented. And when we talk about karma, we talk about obsession. We talk about overdoing it. We talk about worry, fear, anxiety. So if you have a karma with yourself, then that tells me that in a past life that you did not like yourself or get along with yourself. And the karma with this lifetime is a similar focus, learning how to love what you are. You know what a lot of people with Saturn and Aries do, or Saturn in the first? They sometimes are so insecure that they're always depressed, or they're trying to cover up what they are with cosmetics. They're the ones that might get a skin job, you know, go to a doctor and have something, a facelift or a hairpiece. They never really can handle the fact of what they are. And if they have anything wrong with themselves or with their body, they will take it that much more personal than the rest of us. We often find that people with Saturn in the first house or with Saturn in Aries will have a focus on childhood karma where other people around you are focusing on who and what you are, criticizing or judging who and what you are, and sometimes you're not given the proper elements for self-esteem or self-love or character development, and this is something that sometimes we come to grips with when we're 30. See, the Saturn return is heavy. Because if you were born with Saturn in Aries, then 27 years later, Saturn comes back within 30 degrees of your Saturn and gets ready to enter Aries again. Well, on approach, that 2.5 year period from 27.5 to 30 is called a Saturn return. And that's why so many of us go through tremendous, massive adjustment and reevaluations from 27.5 to 30. Talk about cocooning and metamorphosis. We literally can freak out here, right? Because when you come back at this in this period in your life, if you have not tackled your karma, if you haven't made a peace with yourself, if you haven't learned how to develop self-love and self-esteem, usually you are hit with compounded issues that focus on this matter. Let me tell you something. You weren't born by accident if you have Saturn and Aries. So when Saturn comes back to Aries, the issues come full circle. And if you don't work out your karma, if you don't make a peace with that part of your life that you must focus on, that's when the suffering and the martyrdom and the depression and the negativity and the failure, feelings of failure, will compound. That's why the best way to overcome any Saturn return, no matter what your Saturn is to be spiritual, is to be one with God, one with the universe, rise above it, and try not to be obsessed with any one area in your life, no matter what it is. You have a lot of karma besides Saturn, but Saturn is just the main your major in life. Let's go through these other houses. Karma identification. Saturn in Taurus in the second house. Either Taurus or the second house, there'll be a focus on what? Well, what's Taurus? What's second house? It's money. It's power. It's also love. It's, if you know what Taurus means, then you'll know what your problem is. And a lot of people born in the 30s and in the early 40s, I think before the 40s with Saturn and Taurus, they, you might find a lot of them real rich, but you might not find them happy from being rich because their karma is with money. And sometimes money does not always bring happiness, but it does bring obsession with needing to acquire it and the motive behind how you got it. So Saturn in the second house or in Taurus is a karma associated with financial and value and love obsessions. It's a good topic. I'll tell you something. The more as far as aspects go, the more trines and sextiles you have on a Saturn, that's good. Because that oftentimes can ease your karma or not be as intense as the rest of the people in your Saturn generation. Doesn't mean you don't have karma. It just means that the pain you go through might not be as intense as the rest of us. Okay? Some of you have trines and sextiles on your Saturn bringing in situations, and you have squares and oppositions on your Saturn that make them more harder to deal with than the rest of us. So if those of you out there have a bimodal Saturn, which means it has both positive aspects, trines and sextiles, and then negative aspects are karmic aspects, squares and oppositions, the trines and sextiles dangle the situation in front of you to make it look real good. And the squares and oppositions usually rip it away from you, make you suffer the most. Sometimes it's better off just to have an afflicted Saturn with no trines and sextile support than to have it bimodal like that. And then some of you, of course, will have that afflicted Saturn where it's quite obvious that if you try something in a certain karmic area, you're going to have a problem. That's why a lot of people with afflicted second house Saturns and Saturn in Taurus may have a lifelong problem with money. And there's a reason for that. It could be that money is not the answer for you. It might be in the spirit because you've had the money in the past lives and you've blown it. You totally abused it. You totally were greedy. And you wonder why you don't have it this time. And you still can't take no for an answer. And so I'll tell some of you, you may never have the money. The wealth is in the spirit. So if you have Saturn in Taurus or the second house, pay attention to your karma here. Oh, Farley, I still want the money. Well, that's why you're going to come back over and over and over for thousands of lifetimes until you get it down. You got to take the course over again as long as you fail it until you pass it. You're only allowed to get the money when you pass the course and when you know how to handle the money and don't take advantage or abuse it. That's the way it works. I don't make the rules. Well, maybe I do. Okay. Saturn in the third house or Gemini is a karma concern with communication, hearing things right, speaking things clearly. It's a karma concern with knowledge absorption, possibly brainwashing or propagandizement, being affected by issues that really aren't real or right for you. It's a psychological mission. People with Saturn in third house or Gemini, I'm sorry, but you might feel crazy or think you're crazy or need lots of therapy to overcome this type of karma. Okay, and you may end up being a therapist yourself because you made it. Saturn in the fourth house or in Cancer. Now, we got Saturn in fall here in Cancer. So this is a toughie because now we're talking about an emotional problem that's been carried forward from all your lifetimes that came before this one. Emotionally, you did not deal with learning how to love yourself and others in an authentic manner. So you come across as a hypersensitive, uncentered, unstable buffoon sometimes with Saturn in Cancer in the fourth house, and the karma is specifically connected to past lives here when it's in Cancer or the fourth house, and remembering what happened that brought you to this destiny fork. Because karmically speaking, you don't forget things from past lives. You have a lot of buttons that can be pressed, and a lot of buttons that can affect you as far as changing your life because of an impulsive decision you will make because you're having a hard day and you're being too sensitive and I'm never going to see you again or I quit or, you know, stuff like that. So I know about Saturn and Cancer people because their Saturns either are on my Venus or square my Libra planets, so I sometimes keep my distance because there's too much karma there. Okay, now Saturn in the fifth house, or in Leo, is what I have. I have Saturn in Leo. And there's something going on here with family and with creativity and with overall happiness, enthusiasm. I'm glad I'm a Leo with Sun, Mercury, and Pluto there, because that somewhat counters the depression and the fear and the loneliness. A lot of guys had to go to Vietnam and die in Vietnam with Saturn and Leo, and their karma was a conflict with authority. A lot of those guys that were 18 and 19 in 1966, 67, 68, in the heat of Vietnam, had Saturn in Leo. And, you know, we also had Pluto in Leo, so there's a Saturn-Pluto conjunction, and no wonder there was a big contrast of values at that time. Some of the Saturn in Leos wanted peace and were demonstrating, and the other ones found themselves the subject of bureaucracy in Vietnam, dying for the cause, and that's why there was so much controversy over the whole thing. So there's a karma with authority and with fathers and with family and with children and creative force and anything which is Leo 9 in nature. Romance, also, fifth house. So there's karma there, too. Okay, Saturn in Virgo, or in the sixth house, what is Virgo? It's work, and it's also health. So when you have Saturn in the sixth house or in Virgo, we are focusing on issues that you have not dealt with from a past life. And frankly, if you have Saturn in the sixth house or Virgo, that literally guarantees a warrior complex in past lives. A lot of people with any kind of planets in the sixth house are warriors. When you have health karma, when you must undergo surgery or the blade of any kind to be cut, then you are paying off what we call a sword-like karma, which means that you were a warrior who killed in past lives, and because you did not tackle your karma and learn how to heal or help others in this life, then sometimes you must undergo that health effect. So the whole generation born in 49, 50, 51 with Saturn and Virgo there has a big lesson to learn about love, compassion, healing, service, work ethic, and also analysis, analytical situations. Okay, and Saturn and Virgo is not an easy karma to understand, frankly. It's rather difficult. Because these people worry so much, it's hard to focus on exactly what they're really worried about. Sometimes they don't even know. Okay, Saturn in Libra does great. Saturn in Libra is exalted, and unlike Saturn in the seventh house, which isn't as great, because Saturn isn't exalted in any one house, but it is exalted in a sign in Libra. So these people make our best karma counselors. But sometimes the power of Saturn in Libra is that it's abusive because it's too charming and too manipulative. So, you know, if you have Saturn in Libra or the seventh house, your karma is going to be connected with relationships and balance and love issues again, because Libra, like Taurus, represents love or lack of it. Sometimes we're asked to serve along these lines and not participate. And that's why a lot of people with Saturn in Libra, especially square Uranus and Cancer, don't do well in relationships, or have problems trying to balance two or more at a time. And obviously, seventh house Saturn or Saturn in Libra is marriage karma, partners karma, partnerships. Saturn in Scorpio or in the eighth house is a karma concerning the most intimate of things, the closeness, sex, life, death, deep intimate romance, anything that's intense, intensity is the focus here. And this generation is really emotionally intense. If you have Saturn in the 8th or in Scorpio or in any water, you might be limited emotionally. More the rest of us are like playing with a full deck emotionally. Saturn in water or in the 8th house, 4th house, or 12th house, not really sensitive in the right kind of way. Hypersensitive as far as maybe being irritable or temperamental in the wrong kind of way. But when it comes to emotionally responding in love relationships, that's the karma. And you got to figure out for yourself why you got that puppy from a past life. That's pretty complicated karma. Saturn in the ninth house or in Sagittarius are karma issues focused on freedom, philosophy, sometimes travel, our inability to travel, also overall optimism, confidence, and happiness factors. A lot of people with Saturn in the eighth and ninth could be affected by drug and alcoholism because of the intensity of the Scorpio effect and because of the depression of lacking the Sag energy. Saturn and Sag takes it away. Remember, Saturn takes it away. It contracts it. It reduces it. So if you have Sagittarian energy is very exorbitant, it's extrovert. And when it's in Sag there, it contracts it and limits that energy. Saturn in Capricorn or the 10th house is what all these little kiddies are going through right now that are approaching 30. And wow, this generation knows how to suffer. They know how to martyr themselves. They know how to be obsessed with career. They are the most impatient, idealistic, dreaming bunch of folks you've ever met with Saturn and Capricorn. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with you because some of you have Saturn trine Pluto, so you're good hard workers. But the reason why you have Saturn and Capricorn is because you have abused success and fame in past lives. So you have come back to learn what it's not like to succeed and be famous. Doesn't mean you won't. Magic Johnson's got Saturn in Capricorn. He's a success. I wonder if he's happy with it all sometimes. A lot of pressure and responsibility, but there are those that make it. Not all of them. Magic has a great Saturn. He's got Venus and Mars trine it. That's why. Okay, some of the rest of you have to pay your dues. After 30, it all improves, karma-wise, though, with Saturn. Saturn in Aquarius is coming up next. They're the next Saturn return. A lot of you folks out there that were born in the early 60s, 61, 62, have Saturn in Aquarius. Some people in 63. Then if 64, 65, and around 66, you have Saturn in Pisces. Those of you that are born in 58, 59, and 60 have the Saturn in Aquarius, and you're going through your returns now, but you have to get your chart to be sure of what sign and what house that Saturn is in. Saturn in Aquarius is a toughie. Or Saturn in the 11th house. That's why I know, because not only is my Saturn in Leo, so I relate to the Leo explanation, but like I say, it's sign plus house plus aspect. I also have Saturn in the 11th house. So the karma here has to do with life's purpose, direction, accomplishment, goals, friends. So it's a depressing Saturn in the 11th or in the Aquarius, because sometimes we're not so happy because we don't have enough of the right kind of friends around. We usually have a few good friends. I have a Saturn trine Jupiter to support that, but my wide square to my moon, I've had friends die on me. I've had them reject me and leave me. I've had, when I grew up, I sometimes had no friends. And as you know, many of you don't, it took me a while to figure out I was supposed to be on the radio until I was 35. I wasn't sure what I was supposed to do. So even after 30, I still had problems. So Saturn in Aquarius or in the 11th house is a karma with life direction. People say, why is that, Farley? Where did this karma come from? Well, from being a phony friend in a past life to others, or one that would put yourself in a self-destructive position where you would die and abandon your other friends, or someone who would manipulate and control other people's lives. It's an authoritarian type Saturn. It's restricting others from doing what they want to do. So you come back now and you don't know what you want to do. You feel restricted and you blame the world for it. Pretty hefty Saturn. And finally, Saturn in Pisces is interesting because the karma here is connected to emotions, enemies, and substance abuse, or being in a position or a situation of being fooled, charmed, manipulated, confused, and all the negative elements of Pisces, which is totally running away, escapism. And this is a toughie, because this is like an occult-type Saturn, so there's a chance you really could have abused life totally. If you have Saturn in the 12th or Saturn in Pisces, you have a debt to repay to yourself and mankind, humanity, millions of people possibly. So writing a book or doing something big could have something to do with overcoming the awesome effects of Saturn in Pisces or the 12th house. Okay, and this one was for Karis because she asked for this topic a couple weeks ago. I hope you enjoyed it.
You are tuned to your talk alternative, 93.5 KFOX, Redondo Beach, Los Angeles.